Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi, as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas Avi Mori, Rav Hillel ben Meir, Chil Michal, Arayin, Kaparas Mishkabo, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Levracha. We find ourselves in Sefer Yirmiyahu, and we are in Perek Lamed Dalet. And in this Perek, there are really two halves to the Perek. In the first six psukim, Yirmiyahu is going to bring a nevuah in the name of God that there would be a promise to Tzidkio HaMelech that he would die in peace, but he will be mourned. And from Pasuk Zayin until the end of the Perek, we're going to read about the bris to free the slaves, and subsequently what happens as a result. And so the Perek begins, Hadavar asher ayel Yirmiyahu me'eis Hashem nevuchad retzar melech bavel v'chol chelo v'chol ma'malchos ares memshelos yado v'chol amim anelchamim al Yerushalayim v'akol ara'el emor. Yirmiyahu comes along to Hashem when Nebuchadnezzar comes to wage war against the people in Yerushalayim. And he makes the following declaration. And he says as follows, Ko amar Hashem. And of course, we find whenever you use the words of a true Navi, he always begins with the words, Ko amar Hashem. And so he says, this is what you should say. This is what you should go and say to your, to Tzidkio, with nobody else, Mitzudas David says, present. I'm telling you, I'm giving this city over. He's going to burn it down. You think you're going to run away? You're not going to. And we know that Tzidkio does try to run away. Right, kitofes yititafesh biado. You're going to be captured. Biado tinasein. Beinecha es ene melech bavel terena. Upiu es picha yidaber bavel tavo. He's going to. Your eyes are going to see his eyes, and his situation is going to be. You're going to hear his. He's going to hear you, and you're going to hear him, and you're also going to wind up in the land of Bavel. He says, I want you to know, with all of this, that you're going to be delivered and you won't be killed by the people who are going to capture you. I just want you to know, you think it's going to be all good for you. You just have to understand, Nebuchadnezzar is not going to dispatch you. Bisham Tomos, you're going to die in peace. The Gemara in Moed Katan says that Nebuchadnezzar died during the lifetime of Tzidkio, and all the days that Nebuchadnezzar, his prisoners were still inside their imprisonment. But once Nebuchadnezzar died, Tzidkio was allowed out of prison. He died the very next day, and he was buried, says Rashi, quoting this Gemara in Moed Katan, he was buried the very next day with a tremendous amount of fanfare, right? He says, you're going to go ahead. They're going to treat you with the custom to burn the beer and the utensils that you use in that situation. This is what I spoke on to you. So Yirmiyahu spoke to Tzidkio, and he said, and Yirmiyahu then turns ahead and he turns to Lachish and Azekah. And of course, Rabbi Landy used to say in his Uncovering Sefer Yirmiyahu, gives us a beautiful map of what Lachish looked like and how it was supposed to be established. And he says, look, there were still fortified cities over there. God says to Yirmiyahu, and he says, he turned around and he said that Tzidkio made a promise in that seventh year, and they said that slaves should go free. They say their Olam tells us that, and Rashi quotes this, that in the seventh year, men came to the Ziknei Yehuda, and they said to Yechezkel, the slave of a priest who gets sold, who is owner sold, what's the deal? Can he eat truma or not? Why is that? They didn't want to be punished for going against the din of returning the slaves. And so Yirmiyahu turns around and he says, "Shalach ishes abdu bishes shivchaso avriach avshim leviti avod bam bihudi achiu ish." He says, from now on, he made a declaration that there should be a freedom. Nobody should be serving a brother who is a fellow Jew who is a person. In other words, no more slaves, no more Ivrim, Avadim Ivrim. So all the Sarim, the princes and the people who came in, and they heard that everyone has to go let their slaves go. So they did free them, and then they reneged on their deal, and they took them back, forcibly, to go back into the slavery. And the Malvim conjectures, many of the poor people were enslaved by the wealthier classes. So during the siege, Sidkio said that they might rebel. And so therefore he said, okay, you're all going to be free. And then once the siege would be over, and then the former owners would come back and they take over their slaves. Now, doing that, says the Malvim, they violated two dinim. First of all, they violated the covenant and the oath. And also they enslaved people who were free, which is kidnapping. That's not allowed, Alpidin. So Hashem comes to Yirmiyahu and he says, look, Kol Amar Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Anochi Karati Brisas Avoseichem Yom Mutzio Samei Eretz Mitzrayim Beis Avadim. I made this deal. I said, Miket Sheva Shanim Tishlechu Isha Sachiva Ivri Asher Yimach Elecha V'Yavdecha Sheish Shanim V'Shilach Tochav Shime Yimach V'Loshamu Avoseichem Elai V'Lo Yitu Esaznam. He says, I said, I took you out of Mitzrayim. And I said at the end of the seventh year, it really is not the end of 7 years, it's at the beginning of the seventh year. According to the Gemara in Erechin, the Pasuk says, a person who's a slave after serving 6 years, who goes ahead and says he wants to become what we call an Evet Olam until Yovel, he puts the hole in his ears, right? In this situation, if the following year is Yovel, he goes free at the end of the seventh year. So I said that everyone goes free. You did. Your forefathers didn't listen to me. And they didn't want to listen to any Musar when I sent Nevi'im to come along. And you guys did what was right. You declared the freedom. You did the right thing, and then what happened? You undid it in Pasuk Tezayin. You went ahead and you undid it. You insulted me. You actually went ahead and you profaned my name in the process. So Hashem says, you did not listen to me to declare this freedom. So I'm going to proclaim a freedom to the sword, right? You didn't want to listen to me. I'm going to make you the object of horror. Everyone's going to come along and frighten you, and it's not going to be because of a Halloween costume. No, quite the opposite. Habris asher karsu lefanai ha'igal asher karsu lishnayim ve'avru bein b'sarav. He says, I'm going to deliver the people went against the bris bein b'sarim, where of course slavery was discussed, right? And even back then, the Bnei Yisrael were told by Avraham Avinu was told that there was a covenant, and the Gemara describes, Rashi quotes from Seder Olam that style became a style forever. Whenever a major deal was taken on, they would cut an animal in half, and the people would walk in between, symbolizing this idea of a kris as bris. And you guys didn't do that. So those people who didn't keep the covenant, I'm going to give them over to the people who want to kill them. And I'm going to punish them accordingly. Right? I'm even going to give Tzikio. And even though Tzikio, the Malbim says, didn't go ahead and break the calf, and break the covenant by walking past the calf, but he should have protested. He didn't do so. And so Hashem says, I'm going to punish you. I'm telling you that I'm going to destroy the city without anyone back. Paro's army is going to return to his land, and the Chaldeans are going to come back. And since Nebuchadnezzar will hear of Paro's army, he'll abandon the siege. Don't be so excited. He's coming back, and he's going to destroy everything. And of course, That's one of the messages that Bnei Yisrael needs to take under advisement. We'll continue with our discussion after Shabbos. Everyone have a great Shabbos and a great day.